34 minutes after the hour, American, Hugh Hewitt. Welcome back. American Majority is back with me, Ned, Ryan, Matt Robbins, and I began a conversation with him yesterday that a lot of you wanted to hear more about that I threw them off because, of course, that's a day-long tease. Ned, Ryan, tell people about American Majority at the start. Then we're going to pick up where we left off.
Identify and train candidates. We launched in 2008 with the idea of going out and identifying and training candidates at the state and local level to be implementers of the right policy, to build a farm team for higher office. So we literally go out and we identify people to run for school board all the way to state senate. A lot of what we do is give them the tools to be successful and run successful political races, because our belief is politics is policy. If you don't win politically, you can't implement the right policy. So we really feel that what we do with American Majority is fill in a vital niche in the conservative movement that's been missing, taking ideas, and in between, you've got to win politically to implement the right policy, and we fit right in that middle niche.
Now, Matt Robbins tonight, Chris Christie's going to hit a home run. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Right.
I heard him speak yesterday, and I know a lot of people are going to be inspired.
They will.
They're going to say, I want to get involved in the Romney campaign, and some are going to say, I'm going to do something. I'm going to run for something. So what do you, as the executive director of American Majority, want them to do when they get that thought?
I want them to start right where their expertise already is. If they're an active PTA mom or dad, if they're an active attendee of the county meetings, of their budget, school board budget, or whatever it is, I want them to do what they know. I want them to be competent, credible conservatives. So drill in where you are.
And the other thing I would offer, though, is with our C4, American Majority Action, they can go to AmericanMajorityAction.org and they could volunteer for one of our Liberty headquarters,
sure,
where we do targeted get out the vote.
Unpack that. Tell them what the Liberty headquarters are.
Liberty headquarters are offices that will be opening up in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, Virginia, Wisconsin, with the idea of taking conservative grassroots volunteers and getting them doing the right things that bring about real political change. Targeted door-to-door work, live phone banking, to really communicate to, you know, we use our system Gravity, which I was showing you during the break.
That was the dashboard, you call that,
yeah,
Gravity?
Gravity, which allows us to go out and identify Democrat, Independent, Republicans, 1 through 12 as a Gravity score, 1 being barely active, 12 being very active based off their voting history. That would allow us to go target high-intensity independents, high-intensity Republicans to get them to the polls. Because, Hugh, you know, this is going to be a base election. Ohio's a dead heat right now. Florida really is 1 or 2 point difference one way or the other, depending on the week. It's going to be about getting people to do the right things to win on November 6th, and what we do with our Liberty headquarters and American Majority Action, equipping people with Gravity. It's a great technology you can use on iPads and smartphones to really target the right voters to get them to the polls.
Blocking and tackling. You know, the NFL season's about to start, and you can have the greatest. RG3 can show up, or in my case, Brandon Whedon, but if you haven't got an offensive line,
right,
then he's going to get buried and sacked,
right,
et cetera. So talk about Gravity, and you know, you mentioned high-intensity voters. We often, those of us who live in this world, say that, and people on it, we know what we're talking about. But what is a high-intensity voter?
You know, what Gravity has done is we go back to 2004, we take voter files, we run them through our algorithm, and we rank, again, according to Gravity score of 1 to 12, based off their voting record between 2004 and 2012, how many times they voted in a primary general. If you have a 12, it means you voted literally every time the polls are open. If you have a 1, it means you might not even be registered to vote or barely registered to vote, maybe voted once in the last few years.
Just like a credit report, past performance is an indicator of a future behavior.
Exactly. So Gravity, you know, in the past when you were doing grassroots, you had to go print off lists. You had to find, you know, hopefully the right voter list. Then you had to find maps that would get you to the right door. And then you had to go door to door with paper and pen and take notes on the voter that you met at the door. With Gravity, we literally, with a push of a button, can pull up the files on our smartphone or our iPad that will take us right to the right door, optimize the walk route for us, and we can do live surveys that are then appended to the database real time.
Matt Robbins, how do you stop, this is an off-the-wall question that an executive director has to worry about, how do you stop false flags? You know, I get seminar callers all the time.
Sure.
I'm sure they're on hold right now to tell me, oh, I've always been a Republican, but now I hate Republicans. So how do you stop, do people show up at Liberty headquarters that are not really on our team?
It's very rare. You know, the door-to-door or the eye-to-eye, meeting someone where they live and breathe really reduces the nature of that. Every time you get away from personal contact, whether it's phone or email or whatever, you get more of that, but not in real life.
Okay, and before we go to break, and we'll come back and talk some more, Ned Ryan, funding, people want to get excited, people want to get involved, how do they get in touch with Ned Ryan?
If they want to donate to American Majority, they can go to AmericanMajority.org, click on the donate page. It's a secure donation page.
Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, but they can donate at AmericanMajority.org. Yeah, they can join us on Facebook or Twitter.
Is it at American Majority on Twitter?
It is at AM_national. So that's
at AM underscore national.
Is our
correct.
Twitter handle.
At AM underscore national.
But a search for American Majority will find us on Twitter very quickly.
That's what I want people to go and get tweeted up right now with
Please.
American Majority. We'll come back after break and talk more about you who want to be candidates somewhere and what you ought to do. American Majority will be the people to walk you through that. You can also go to their website, AmericanMajority.org. That's AmericanMajority.org, helping to bring you the Salem Radio Network all week long here and bring you into the political mainstream. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Hugh Hewitt Show. 44 minutes after the America, Hugh Hewitt broadcasting from Radio Row at the Tampa Bay National Convention. Everyone getting warmed up for Ann Romney and Chris Christie a little bit later tonight. But during the break, I saw something that amazed me. I'm talking with Ned Ryan and Matt Robbins of AmericanMajority.com. And you heard them talk about their software. I'm always a little skeptical because I'm new media friendly, but software is often overpromised and underdelivers. So during my 3-minute break, Ned got up, walked around, picked a precinct, showed me a dazzling display. Anyone who's done a precinct walk, if you've never done a precinct walk, you will not understand this, but you end up being chased by dogs, talking to Democrats, down dead-end alleys, sweating, you're lost from your group. It's a nightmare. Its efficiency level's probably about 10%. And that, tell people what you just showed me. That was amazing.
We're sitting in Hillsborough County, which is where Tampa is. So I pulled up Hillsborough County, pulled up the city of Tampa, pulled up Precinct 115. In 115, wanted to talk to high-intensity Republicans, those that voted in the Republican primary in 2010. And again, with the gravity score 12 being the most intense, with basically a perfect voting record, and then one being not very active, pulled up the 6 to 12 Republicans from a 2010 primary, pulled that up. There were 25 records in the part of the precinct that we wanted to walk. Pulled them up, and then I optimized the walk route, and the walk route was about 2 miles and probably would have taken you hour, hour and a half.
2.3 miles laid out where you begin, where you end,
right.
Which houses you knock on, and where you're effective. You've got a limited amount of supply material, limited number of contacts you can make. You're not going to waste a volunteer time going to the SEIU captain who lives on the block.
No, exactly. You know, so I pulled up, again, Republicans with a gravity score of 6 to 12, so you know you're talking to somewhat high-intensity Republicans. What I didn't get to show you was the fact that you can live survey them as you're going, and typically we like to have 5-question surveys that are yes, no, maybe questions. As you're going door-to-door asking, do you think Obamacare should be repealed? Yes, no. Do you think government is too big? Do you think there's too much government spending? While you're going door-to-door and asking the survey questions, you're clicking yes, no, yes, no. It's appended real-time to that voter's database inside of Gravity database. So it allows us next time to be able to message to them even better, saying, you know what, you want to see Obamacare repealed. If you're in Florida, you should be voting for Connie Mack and make sure you vote for Mitt Romney because they're going to do their best to repeal Obamacare.
So
it allows us to message in a much better way, and we know that these are going to be high-intensity voters. They're going to, you know, hopefully vote, but, you know,
Are you licensing this software, or is that just for Liberty Works and for American
Majority?
I was going
to ask, what's the best part of Gravity, Ned? It's free for Liberty groups.
Yeah, it is free.
It's free for Tea Party 912, Liberty groups all across the country.
They can just go and use it.
Well, they've
come through us, AmericanMajority.org, American Majority Action, rather.
And we'll set them up with an account. Of course, we're really targeting and working in states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Florida.
Pardon me, if you're a PTA president,
yes,
and you want to organize your school board activists, if you want your boosters club so that they can get involved in the school board, you just lay everyone into this thing.
This is one of the things, the reason that we started to develop Gravity with the folks at Political Gravity. It's a joint project between American Majority Action and Political Gravity, was we wanted to give those running for state and local office a tool that would really give them a huge advantage over their opponents.
And more than an equalizer.
Yeah, we really feel that Gravity has leveled, if not given us an advantage.
How do you keep it out of the hands of the left?
I look at it this way, Hugh.
I mean, that is a real question.
They've got Nation Builder. They've got Blue State Digital. They've
Catalyst.
They've got all these things that I really feel like it's a technology arms race. You know, I feel like we're at parity right now with Gravity. 6 months from now, who knows?
Has anyone who has used it not been impressed? I mean, I've been looking at voter ID stuff for as long as there's been an internet in the inner tubes.
Talk about the Kansas victory.
Yeah, no, I'm originally from Kansas. Yeah. We had a state Senate candidate use it in the August primaries. He touched 10,000 doors in about a 5-month period with him. He was only had 2 volunteers that were helping him. It allows you
10,000 doors.
Literally cover, they've told us, they've come back and said we can cover four to five times as many doors using gravity. And that's the thing. I mean, it's still, and even in the 21st century, it's retail politics. It's door-to-door. It's face-to-face. That's really, at the end, going to provide the difference. And we feel what gravity does is allow you to be effective, efficient, as you were alluding to earlier. What we've done in the past, not terribly efficient. You might be at the right door. Right. You might be in the right place. You might get lost.
You might write it down wrong and then not turn them out on election day. You might get the phone number everything. You might not be able to find the house a second time because your volunteers are volunteers, right?
Right, exactly. And so what we did, we used this in the Walker recall election up in Wisconsin. We literally had a dozen college kids and about a dozen Tea Partiers. Over the course of about 2.5 weeks, they did live touches for 41,000 plus high intensity.
So people are excited right now and they want to get their hands on this. Matt Robbins, how do they do that?
PowerOfGravity.com.
PowerOfGravity.com. They can also contact us through AmericanMajorityAction.org. You know, click on the Liberty headquarters, click on the Power of Gravity.
So I want to amend, I've been telling people AmericanMajority.org, but this will get them the Political Action Committee, AmericanMajorityAction.org.
That's our C4.
That's our C4. And if they want, you'll train them in it.
We will show up
and you'll put them in a seminar and you'll say, this is what you do, step number one.
We can do a live online demo. We can do whatever we need.
We're doing online trainings and then we're also doing those that volunteer at the Liberty headquarters, running them through their paces.
Because yesterday what we covered was financing and the need for treasurer.
Yes. Right.
So the second thing you do after you hire a treasurer, you get out the vote guy or gal.
Yeah, and you know what you do with gravity? You get a 20-something who's very adept at smartphone technology and say, go at it. And about after an hour of training and a few emails, the 20-somethings have got it.
It's a game changer. Yeah. It's a game changer.
And so are they flocking and intuitively?
They are.
They open it up and they do it?
Yeah, literally.
I understood that because you just use touchscreen and listserv. I mean, you just went down the list and you pulled up whatever you want on the menu.
Yeah. So you know, literally, I mean, and what I didn't show you is you can filter out. So one day you might want to go talk to Republican women who voted in the 2010 primaries. And so you push that filter in. Maybe you want to talk to younger voters. There's that filter as well. You can talk to 18 to
30 maybe you're Josh Mandel and you want to find Jewish voters on the west side of Cleveland.
Boom. I don't know if we've got it that refined, but
keep working then.
We're working on it. So you can be very targeted inside of a precinct to who you're going to talk to that day.
Last question, a minute left. Ned Ryan, I told people yesterday you're Jim Ryan's son. You said you could beat him in a foot race. Did your dad hear that?
You know what? I don't know if he did, and I neglected to mention that to him, but you know, I could text him and tell him that I told Hugh.
Matt, I'd like you to kind of follow up
on
this,
because
that's
gym.
One of those boasts that goes out there, and I don't know if he's listening in Kansas. I just want that truth.
I'll make sure he knows.
I'd like that nailed. You guys are going to be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to do for you Candidates in the Making out there, Press Relations 101, because I'm sure American Majority does a little bit of press training. Am I right?
We've got a few ideas on that front.
All right. When we come back tomorrow, in the meantime, AmericanMajority.org. If you're just interested in being a candidate, going to Liberty Works, being involved in the civic life, AmericanMajorityAction.org. If you are the guy who's the GOTV candidate person, and if you just want to contribute to either of them,
AmericanMajority.org. Click on the donate page. Again, with AmericanMajorityAction.org, same thing. Click on the donate tab, and it'll take you right there to a secure donation page.
Ned Ryan, Matt Robbins,
thank you.
Thanks, you both. See you tomorrow. I'll be right back, America, on The Hugh Hewitt Show.